This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath? Yeah. Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
The Magic Johnson Trophy for the 2025 Western Conference Finals. Most valuable player is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
I just want to shout out these fans. They've been here a couple years. I got here. There's some really dark times in this arena, not fun times. And these fans have been by our side through thick and thin. So we appreciate them first and foremost. And then, of course, I want to thank my teammates. Without them, I'm nothing. Clear as day. I don't have 124 points by myself.
Courtesy of ESPN and ABC, last night, the Thunder advanced to the NBA Finals, and it looks like we're getting close to what I think it could be really interesting, the Thunder and the Pacers, and whether or not, as a basketball nation, we could actually allow ourselves to watch good basketball, even though they are the two smallest markets in the NBA. Sarah Spain is in for Speaks today. Sarah, last night, I'm watching the game, and I'm like, wrapping up the night. The Cubs had taken care of business. I'm like, okay, Sarah's got all these thoughts that she wants to get off on the show tomorrow. So I'm like, let me start thinking about where we're going to slot that. I'm watching the game last night, and I'm watching Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And it was also dope that he played against his cousin, like, inside of that series. And I know that the concept of the face of the NBA can be kind of a downer from a conversational standpoint. Yeah. But I was sitting there going, oh, you know what? I think we may have found him. I think this guy might be it. That he is worthy of picking up Thor's hammer. He seems to be all the things that you want. He plays well. He's fun. They got a crazy group of young guys on that team in Oklahoma City, and he seems to be the one that's okay with being out front about it. So I know that there are tons of think pieces, and people are worried about, well, what's the future of the NBA. I feel like I'm witnessing it, and I'm good with where it's going if it's that guy.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think I had that lightning bolt. No, that's not what you said. Light bulb.
Light
that's
bulb.
What you said. Light bulb.
I mean, I also brought up Thor, so the lightning
right.
bolt
I think,
thing
yeah,
makes
your mixed
sense.
Metaphors really threw me off there.
Sorry.
I had that moment as well, but it was actually when he was accepting his MVP and had his Kevin Durant, you're the real MVP moment, but with his wife. And he was so emotional and so honest. Oh, let's hear it.
The one and only Haley Summers. Thank you. Sorry, I'm so dramatic. Haley Summers, thank you for everything you are for me, for our son Aries. You were the first person to show me what love really meant. What love really meant, what sacrifice really meant. And I can't wait to spend the rest of this journey called life with you. So thank you for everything. I wouldn't be the man I am. I wouldn't be the player I am. I wouldn't be the father I am without you. But thank you for that. So thank you, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of people aren't going to like that. And I think it's so authentic and so real, and lets you know that this is someone he's going to be in public and be himself and let it all out. And I like that he made fun of himself. I like that he was like, oh, I'm so dramatic. That also made it feel real versus sometimes when you feel like someone has an affect. Okay, now I'm going to be emotional and show you that I really rely on my wife or my mom. But with him, it felt real. And then that same guy is clowning with his guys during post-game interviews and looks like a kid who's just having a blast out there. And to have those multifaceted views of him and him letting you in that way where he's not a robot basketball player, I think you're right. I think he's got a good shot. His name is going to be hard for people.
It shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be. Even if you just want to do SGA.
Hey, is this day one for you, buddy? We struggle with people who don't have a name we've heard every single day. And we act like we can't possibly learn it. But Giannis Antetokounmpo can do it. We can learn Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
I would hope so. and I hate the Knicks. And I didn't tell you this, but it popped up last week. Like, The Knicks-Bulls thing for me, It kicked back in.
That's like the only team I kind of hate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Damn it. This is exactly where I was at.
Yeah.
And I didn't, because I kind of hate Indy too. But
Interesting.
It hit me harder. I was sitting there going, I don't like rooting for either one of these teams. But then I was like, oh, I clearly have a team that I'm rooting against.
Yeah, it's the Knicks.
And it's the Knicks.
It's not the Knicks players. It's obviously James Dolan for a million reasons. But
it's not even their coach. I love Tibbs.
No, it's the fans. Because they always try to act like we're the same. We're not the same. You haven't won Jack, you know what, since the 1970s. And they're always in the Menchies back in the day, like, oh, it just feels just like, no, it doesn't. You guys are trash. You've been trash for a long time. No one cares about MSG. Every free agent, they're like, we're good because everyone wants to play at the Mecca. These players weren't born when that building was cool. It might be cool in a nostalgic way, but not in the way that an 18, 19, 20-year-old wants to be. They want a cool facility, and that place is falling apart. I couldn't agree more.
It's the idea of it being Mecca has always bothered me, too. Like, no, it's not. And, like, even if you want to talk about, well, there's Rucker Park, and there's all of the legendary street ball. Yeah, there's also legendary street ball here in Chicago, and there's legendary street ball in Seattle and in Detroit and in Dallas, and you like the idea that they have the all of that in New York, and that's the only place where it exists, I've always found fascinating. And the thing about the way that they've been acting, like the idea of you, the people who are from Mecca, basketball Mecca, having watch parties for the Eastern Conference quarterfinals.
Wanting to change the names of streets before you even won anything.
Right!
But it makes me have a little bit of empathy for them because they literally can't act like they've been there before.
Yeah, a lot of those fans have.
Because they haven't.
A lot of those. Okay, I'm glad that
we share
this. I mean,
you and I got
this
to grow up understanding what greatness is. We have greatness flowing through our blood.
Yeah!
The 90s Bulls are a part of us. We understand what it is to rule the entire universe, not even just this nation. And they don't understand. They're just sad little New York fans who have to get excited about their bing-bonging. And honestly, the bing-bonging won't be lasting long.
Knicks are here, baby! Fresh out the closet, baby!
Sorry for the bing-bongs. The bing-bong community is sad.
Well, they still have a chance, and we'll see how they do tonight. I was joking with Speaks about this a couple of days ago. Have you seen the memes of Tyrese Halliburton's game is like Urkel's game?
No.
When he played with Grandmama? You got to look it up because
now there's an interesting guy.
Very much so.
He's so quirky. He's got the two different voices. His dad should not be on the court trying to fight people.
No.
And we shouldn't be having free, what I forget his dad's name, but we shouldn't be having statements like he's been in jail. He's not in jail.
And now he's back in the game.
He's rightfully was out because he shouldn't be on the court trying to fight bros. But he's also very likable to me. You know what I read today, which of course for me, it's my sweet spot. He was calling Sue Bird asking for advice in these stretches because she's one of the greatest winners of all time,
yeah,
has won everything under the sun. And he's showing up courtside for Indiana Fever games. Like, I like the bro that doesn't take himself too seriously. And Halliburton is an interesting, likable guy. He's also just weird. And that rubs people the wrong way sometimes.
Weird is okay, I think. It should be okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.